Let me make the observation that in recent times, before the budget of the Electoral Commission is framed in the preparatory stage of their budget, the Special Budget Committee has always met to interrogate their requests and the need for certain allocations to be made to the Commission. Unfortunately, this year, it wasn't possible for us to meet because of the turbulence, or should I say the instability, in the Commission itself. The Speaker, the Special Budget Committee would insist that the Commission appear before us and we shall interrogate their requests and the figures. I believe if we should meet them again, it will serve a very useful purpose. So, yes, we are requesting for allocations to be made for the refurbishment of the data center and also to provide cyber security for the office, just so that the integrity of the office will be assured. The Speaker, we will request the Commission to appear before us to justify whatever figures we are putting on these requests.
The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, recommended additional resources for the Electoral Commission so it can update and improve its IT infrastructure before undertaking major reforms next year.
As the committee met, what was brought to the fore was the fact that the Electoral Commission needs to update their IT infrastructure for purpose of the scheduled referendum in September, pursuant to Article 5 of the Constitution. And further to it, the Commission will conduct district-level elections for the election of the assemblymen and then also prepare for 2020 presidential and parliamentary elections. So, Mr. Speaker, I beg to second the motion, but to strongly recommend for additional resources for the Electoral Commission of Ghana, particularly for the update and improvement of their IT infrastructure. And it should be done and done urgently so that we will have no excuses tomorrow on being unprepared for the process.
You heard the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu.